All right, so let's continue in Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. All right, so very, very difficult. The Ikad Amri is very difficult. Okay, so let's take a look at the Ikad Amri. So up till now we've been saying that, what's the question of Reish Lakish? What's Reish Lakish's question? Yeah. So the question was, do you say that that the identity of Moshe Vosechem, that the problem of Moshe Vosechem is in the actuality of Moshe Vosechem, that has to be really for Moshe Vosechem, and Maisa Sheni is still Roy, because there's a possibility to eat the matzah chutz l'Yishalayim. So that doesn't remove from the chitim the quality of Moshe Vosechem, right? But everybody agrees doesn't have to actually be able to be eaten right now. It's a question of the identity of the thing. So since it still is Maisa, even though it's Maisa Sheni, but it still could be eaten Chutz Yerushalayim if it was Tamei, so that's still not considered a Hafkah of the identity of Moshe Vosechem. Or do you say, but if that were the case, if it was Chala, it would be a problem? Because the reason it retains its identity of Moshe Vosechem is because of the possibility of Tumah and Padiyah. But by Chala, you don't have that possibility. Or do you say we're only concerned in terms of a contrary identity of chutz of an identity that's keneged Moshe Vosechem, right? Another identity that's opposite to Moshe Vosechem. It's not a matter of the practicality to Moshe Vosechem. It's a matter of the shame matzah mitzvah cannot exist, is going to be removed by a shame of that's keneged Moshe Vosechem. But there's no shame over here that's keneged Moshe Vosechem. They're two separate shamos. And since you didn't have to call this chala at all, so that shows you that there's no unified shame. There's no one shame of that's connected Moshe Vosechem, because the shame Maisa Sheni is fine, and the shame Chala is fine, right? So that's the basics for us. So the Ikad Amri is saying that's Pashut. The Ikad Amri is saying that was not his question. So it's taking the side that we're in the realm of the shemos. Right, the Hafka in terms of the shame matzah shel mitzvah. So how would you define that chakira though? Can we define it a little better? What's the machlokas? What's the question in? What are the two sides? Can we get a better definition of the two sides? Take a look at Rashi carefully. We'll look at Rashi carefully on the two sides. what is the framework Rashi's working with in the Isser side?
Is that in the Shreya?
Yeah. What's the focal point of the Shreya side? Yeah. He said, what do you need? What do you need? What's the halachic terminology that we're looking for? Look at Rashi. Heter. Right? No, the first side of the hakir is focused on, is there a heter Moshe Vosechem? Right? Is there a heter Moshe Vosechem? And what's the second side focusing on? The shame, the Torah's matzah. Is the shame mafkia the Torah's matzah? So what is the question, more precisely then?
Is it part of the definition of matzah, or is it something which, or is it something external to the definition, just like a...
Right. Which side is which, just to make sure you were on the same...
I don't know. The answer side is that it's an external thing.
Right. I mean, it's hard to define exactly, but it sounds like the way Rashi's setting it up. I mean, you have this, right? Now, if you try to get a sensitivity to the Lashon of Rashi, you see the way he changes a word on each side, it should help you to focus on the dominant feature of each side. If you focus on the dominant feature of each side, then you can stand back and say gives you a better ability sometimes to identify exactly the focal point of the question. So when he talks about the tzad of Isser, he's concerned, is there a heter of Moshe Avos? Is there a heter Moshe Oseichem in the Sachila? Right, is there a heter Moshe Oseichem? So if you're analyzing it from the standpoint of heter Moshe Oseichem, so then it doesn't matter if you remove the heter piecemeal, right? Lemaisa, there's no heter Moshe Oseichem here. But in his second side, on the side where he's matir, it's not a practical question of heter Moshe Oseichem. It's a question of, is there such a thing? Is there a hafkoa of the Torah's matzah? Is there a shame that's mafkia matzah? So you could take a little jump and say that's the question of here. It's the question of understanding the need of Moshe Oseichem. What's the requirement? What's the requirement of b'chol Moshe Oseichem tochlu matzos? Halachically, how does that? How do you define it halachically? And so Johnny's saying, is it part of the identity? Is it a din in the shame matzah itself? Is it a din in the shame matzah itself? Or is it an external requirement in the asiyas hamitzvah? Right? Is it part of the cheftza shel matzah? Or is it part of the asiyas, of the achilas hamatzah? Take a little liberty here. So if you say achilas hamatzah, so that's saying this, the achilas hamatzah has to be an achila that has a heter of Moshe Oseichem. So lemaisa, if there's no heter, then you can't say you're doing the asiyas hamatzah that has a character of heter Moshe Oseichem. Still a little abstract here, but if you're going to say in terms of the identity, if Moshe Oseichem is a characteristic, if the Moshe Oseichem is a character of the Cheftza Shel Matzah itself, so then you're going to need to be mafkia. You're going to need to. So then you're saying like this. You're saying that the shame matzah cannot be chal in a shame that is kenegedit. But then you're just going to have to analyze. You say like this. I started out with, I have the identity of, I have a Cheftza Shel Matzah. It has a certain quality of, it has to have the identity. Now it's just a question of being mafkia, the shame of, being mafkia, the shame of Kol Moshe Oseichem. Not totally clear. I think it's very, very abstract. I have to think about it a little more. But the point we're trying to make is, if you're going to go the direction of, if you can say Moshe Oseichem is external to the Cheftza, so then it's like a din in the, in the Asiyah or the Achila. So then the Achila is a unified thing. if for some reason this achila has no heter moshe seichem, then the achila is a practical issue. Right now, what type of an achila exists with regards to this entity? So if this entity has certain restrictions on it, you're only doing one achila. So the achilas davar is going to be, if it's ma'aser sheni and chala, then it's not an achila that has any heter moshe seichem. It doesn't matter that it's combined. That it's a combined effect, because it's combined into one outcome in terms of the achila, something external to it. In other words, if it's an issue that's external to it, so then there's no need for one cause. You can have many causes that are going to combine to create one external effect. It's how I treat it is how I treat something is the sum of all of its possibilities. So if this has no possibility of achilas chutz liYerushalayim for whatever reason, as long as it's a true halachic cause, so then there's no heter of Moshe Oseichem in this achila. But if you're looking at the identity of the matzah itself and you're saying that the shame matzah as an abstract identity is a certain cheftza, the shame matzah as an abstract identity is a shame of Moshe Oseichem. And now the question is, can you be mafkia that shame? So unless you have another shame that can negate it, there's no hafko of that shame. Very abstract. Need some sort of an example here.
I don't know.
No, it's similar to the question of Isser Chal Isser. You know, I mean, it's similar analysis to that kind of question. Do you say Isser Chal Isser or Ain Isser Chal Isser? Right. In other words, you have something that's Usser already, and now you have another Isser Chal on it. So you can't do anything. So the question is a second Isser Chal on a first Isser? What's the second Isser doing? Right? What's the second Isser doing? There's no reality to that second Isser. You already can't do anything with it. So where's the chalos of the second Isser? Right? So we say, in that question, we say if there's something more that the second Isser is adding, then it's chal. So for instance, the first Isser is Asr Ba'achila, the second Isser is Asr Ba'anoa. So that's Isser Mosef. So we say, okay, now it has a place to be chal. Now it has a makom to be chal. It'll be chal on, now it can be tofes l'cheftza, because it could be chal where the first Isser wasn't chal. You know what I mean? So you can have two different chalos shemos existing within one thing if they're not identical in their nature. Right? That's like you have a whole series of them. How you can get one woman who's going to be usher successive or piece of or you have food, you can have, there are certain cases, you ever see those cases? Like everybody you have a woman is a grusha, so then she's usher to a kohen hedjo. And then almana is usher to a kohen gadol. Then she becomes a grusha, so another isher. And then ashesish is another, you know, keep adding on. You ever see those halachas? You ever see the cases? No. Anyway, so it's similar. That's in the realm of the chalos, of the shame, the abstract shame. Of course, like we're saying here, the abstract shame has to do with the what's going to determine whether the shame is chal is whether there's a reality that's expressed by that shame. Right? So here, in a similar way, it's somewhat in reverse. Over here, you start out with chitim. You're starting out with raw, natural chitim, right? They're roi for achila everywhere, right? So in terms of the nature of this chitim, it really is roi for the shame matzah, right? Now the question is there going to be another? Can there be something chal on it that would make the chalos of matzah impossible? Right? That's the question. So that's what the second side is saying. The second side is saying it's a question of chalos. Is there a shame chal here that as a shame has claimed the cheftza to itself and removed the ability of the shame matzah from being chal? Right? So that's just purely a question of identities. So we're saying in the realm of identity, the chalos of either one, neither one is mafkia the shame of matzah from this cheftza. Right? You'd have to have something that as an identity basically takes up, so to speak, all the place in this cheftza and is mafkia the initial latent shame matzah that was roi over here. So he's saying that in the realm of shamos, it's not going to be, you don't combine. In that case, it's a little different than Nisach HaLisser, but that's the question over here. If you're saying Moshe Voseichem, if you're saying B'chol Moshe Voseichem Tochlu Matzos, is a din in the Achilas HaMatzah, that when you come to Achilas HaMatzah, it has to have a certain quality, right? So the achilas hamatzah is going to be the achila that you apply to any cheftza is going to be the sum. You're going to have to sum all of the qualities in the cheftza, and that's going to be the combined quality of the achila, because it's chutz ledavar. It's outside of the thing. I'm coming to this cheftza of matzah. I'm not doing three achilos. I'm not doing achilas matzah, ma'aser sheni, and challah. It's an achila in the cheftza itself. So in terms of the achila, it's going to be unified. And I'm going to say, well, what is the characteristic of this achila? Well, if it's something that's impossible to eat out of Yerushalayim, then you can't say in any way that the achila has a quality of Kol Moshe Voseichem. But if I want to know, but if I'm saying there are abstract identities of matzah, ma'aser sheni, and challah, and I want to know, will the chalos shame of ma'aser sheni and challah be mafkia the shame matzah? So then it's a question of, is there any shame over here that as a shame negates the possibility of the shame of matzah from being chal? Even though it's totally on the idea of Moshe Voseichem, but it's like three events. It's like separate events of chalos, right? It's like separate events of chalos. So saying, well, the chalos of Meiser wasn't mafki the shame matzah, right? Because the chalos of Meiser is not a shame. In order to be a mafkia of the shame matzah, you need another shame that is like the anti-matzah shame. You know what I mean? That is chal completely and leaves no remnant for the shame matzah to be chal. Now we're saying the shame matzah is a cheftza that has, in terms of shamos, you have to identify each one separately. And saying each chalos shame is not a hafka of the shame matzah. In terms of the achila, I'm coming at it in a unified way. Coming at it as one ma'aser achila. But in terms of chalos shemos, you can say they're separate. And the chalos of ma'aser is not a hafka of matzah, and the chalos of chal is not a hafka of matzah. so there's no, and they're not one shame together. So there's no shame that is a mafkia of the matzah. Yeah. Now, from the analysis of the achila, it's the question of, is there a heter Moshe Voseichem in this ma'aser achila? So that it doesn't matter if it's a combination. There is none. There is no heter. But if I want to know, is there a shame that is mafkia, the shame matzah? So then I have to look at each shame. That's the way Tosa seems to be understanding it. and Rashi. He takes each one separately. Each one, the chude, is not a hafkah. So there's no shame to be mafkia. See, the only reason you would say it's a mafkia by adding the shemos. Okay, here's the trick. Here's the boomerang. The only way you would say in the end, the combined shemos are a mafkia of the shem matzah, is if you say what? That you need to be able to practically eat the matzah anywhere. Oh, but that's throwing it back into the Maisa Achil already. The only way combining the shemos is going to remove the whole shame of matzah is if you say that once you combine the shemos, well, now the Maisa, you can't eat it anywhere. Yeah, but that's already pushing it back into saying that the essence is the character of the Achila. If you're saying that it's not a question of the character of the Achila. It's a question of the shame matzah itself, and am I mafkia that shame? So in the realm of the shemos, you only look at one of the, you look at the shame matzah connected the other shemos that exist. Is any shame a mafkia? No. But if you're going to argue, but together they're mafkia, but they're not mafkia the shame together, they're just mafkia the practicality of the achila. But that's the other tzad. That's the tzad of the, that you need a certain kind of a mice over here. But then the question becomes, so what is really this requirement of the shame matzah of Kol Moshe Seichem? It becomes like an academic idea, right? Means now you'll say you have a shame matzah that doesn't have any practicality. You have a shame of Kol Moshe Seichem that has no expression. What's the importance of the shame of Moshe Seichem if not for the ability to eat it, Moshe Seichem, right? Right, let's go a little further on the second side, because the second side now is a further chakira, right? This second side has a further chakira. So let's take a look at the further chakira in the second side. First side is good. Heter Moshe Seichem is in terms of the achila. You have to come to the matzah with a certain universal achila. That's the idea. That's universal, right? That matzah is a universal phenomenon. It's not a localized phenomenon. So let's take the second side. So now we say no. Everybody agrees that what? That it would be good, correct? Everybody agrees the simple case of Maisa Sheini Chala is good. What Reish Lakish's question was a little more complicated, correct? All right? Everybody agrees that first case would be good. The real question is like this. Let's say you were Mechalel Maisa Sheni with Kesef. So now you have money that has Kedushas Maisa Sheni, right? Now with that money, you go ahead and you buy more Chitim, right? Mayor, with that money, you go ahead and you buy more Chitim. Now, what's the din with the chitim that you bought with the money of Maaser Sheni? So, what's the din if it becomes tummy? If those chitim become tummy? No. What's the din with the chitim that you bought with Maaser Sheni money that become tummy? Good. So it's a machlokas. So according to the Rabbanon. You have to burn it, right? According to the Rabbanan, right? You have to burn it. The other way? Oh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds which way? Aliba de Rabbanan loti boilach. Kevin de Omri Yifta Hainu Maisa Sheni. Right. According to the Rabbanan, it's not a problem. If they become Tame, you're poda them. Just like Maisa Sheni. So there's no difference between chitim bought with Maaser Sheni money and Maaser Sheni themselves. So if you had no question about Maaser Sheni, you'd have no question about chitim bought with Maaser Sheni money. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, once they become Tamei, you can't be po to them anymore. Right? Yikover. Doesn't mean you have to bury them. You could burn them too, but it means there's no pedia. Okay, you can't be poed to them anymore. So now what do you have? So now you have matzah. Bought matzah made from chitim, made from challah, taken from chitim that were bought with ma'aser sheni money. Right? Is that the case? Yeah. You have matzah made from challah that was taken from Isa that was bought with ma'aser sheni money. Okay? Now, that's a question. That's a question. That's Rish Lakshya's question. What's the question? What's the question? We didn't care beforehand. We don't care that you can't be podef literally. We don't care that you can't actually eat the matzah anywhere else. Because that we already concluded, if it was a straight case of chalas ma'aser sheni, that also has no heter of chutz of Moshe Rosechem. Because just the fact that it's challah prevents the pidyon, right? So who cares over here that it's just a more complicated case of where there's no heter of pidyon, right? Why is this a bigger question? So he says, let's work it through. So he goes like this. Mi amrinan hoil v'ilo likua chavi v'hoil v'lo koriole Hashem v'itmi yeshlo heter b'moshavos v'nofik bay. Do we say like this? Imagine it weren't bought with ma'aser sheni money. And then imagine that it wasn't challah. Right? Because the whole reason that chalas ma'aser sheni is good is because it didn't have to be challah, right? But this case, it's not enough if it wasn't challah. It had to also not have been bought with ma'aser sheni money, right? So do we say, since it didn't have to be challah, and it didn't have to be bought with ma'aser sheni money, whatever that means, so then we can say, really, it has a heter Moshe Rosechem. Oh, Dilma, chad ho'al amrinan, trei ho'al amrinan. But this makes no sense to us, right? So we have to read Rashi. There's no way to understand this without Rashi. So first of all, he says, like, he's got to get a little background information. What is the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda? Why can't you be poda ma'aser sheni that's bought with kesef if it becomes tamei? Rashi's very concerned with this. It's very important to Rashi. The reason for this is very important. So what is the reason? Because it's inferior to the ma'aser sheni. Right? It's not a chumrah. It's not like it has more kedusha. Why can't you be poda something? Either because it has such kedusha, it's not shayach to a pidyon, or because why? It's so low, there's no way to transfer the kedusha to something else. You understand? There's two possibilities when I say that something is not roy for a pidyon. Either because it has intrinsic kedusha, I can't take a sefer Torah, so I'll be poed to the sefer Torah, I'll give money, and Sefer Torah will lose its kedusha. That's ridiculous, right? So it could be that there's not shayach the pidyon because its kedusha is so chomor, is intrinsic to it, and you simply can't separate the two. Or it could be because the kedusha is so weak, so to speak, there's no way to transfer it. All right? Descriptively speaking. So Rashi's saying it's important to know over here that the reason why you can't be poda likuach bekesef ma'aser sheni is because of kalisha kedusha, say, because of a weakening of its kedusha. Right? It won't exist in anything else. In order to be poda, you have to have a certain quantum of kedusha that can be transferred But if the transfer itself would destroy the Kedusha, then there's no pidyon. That's just destroying Kedusha. You can't destroy Kedusha. You can move it, right? But if it's not movable, then there's no pidyon, right? So Rashi is saying that it's important to understand for this case that it's mishum klisha kedusha sevelo olim. The reason why it won't be tofes damim is because it's weakened, right? It's not strong enough to be tofes a pidyon. Okay. Now it's just like this. Ve'inami lo karla shim chala lo havelei hetav moshavos. And what? And even if it didn't have the shem chala, the ma'isa sheni, the likuach with ma'isa sheni has no hetav moshavos. Right? So likuach ma'isa sheni has no hetav moshavos. Why? Because it can't be poded. Can't be poded. Now, can I say like this? Ho will ilav likuachu. So what does that mean? Kloma. Rashi's bending backwards to explain what this to interpret that phrase, right? Ho il umaiser sheni gufe. De osi hai mi machmose. Vikil hai mine. Right? Since the maiser sheni itself, that this comes from and is inferior to it, right, is weaker than it. Nafkinon b'matza didei d'islei heter b'moshavos ayidei tumo. Since the Meiser Sheni that this comes from, right, because this comes from Meiser Sheni. How does it come from Meiser Sheni? It has to be clear to you. How is this coming from Meiser Sheni? Because this money was used to be poder Meiser Sheni. And with this money, you bought a replacement, right? So the likuach by Meiser Sheni comes from Meiser Sheni. It's tachte, it's machmose, right? Right? Clear? So it's a reincarnation of the original Meiser Sheni, right?
This is more keel than it.
And it's more keel than it because it's not toe-face another pigeon, right? So this is basically a lighter version of the original, right? So what does it mean, e lav likuachu? What does that mean, e lav likuachu? So it means like this. Since its progenitor, right, which it's a lighter version of, you could have been Yotze with, because of the qualities of the progenitor that simply are absent here for a reason that something is lost in the transfer, right? Vaha de leisle heter lahai lav chumrahu legabe elakulahu. In other words, this is a watered down version of an original. Right? But the original has certain qualities that you can be yotze matza with. And this is a lighter version of it. Right? And the only reason now here's the catch though. Why was I able to be yotze with the progenitor? Because you could be poded. And this one I can't be poded. But Rashi's saying, yeah, but the fact of the matter is, why can't I be poda this one? Not because it has a new quality. Not because it has a new positive quality. It's just degraded to a certain degree that it can't be toe-face a new pigeon. But essentially, we look at it like Meiser Sheni, slightly altered. Right? Slightly altered Meiser Sheni. Hold on. Mishum de lo olam lemitvas pichiano hilkach lo chomir kidimei kara. So it shouldn't be any more chomir than the original. That's his main point. If it was going up to a higher level of kedusha, so I could say, well, that's it. It's a new thing. I can't talk about it anymore. Can't argue from the progenitor to something new that I'm making out of it. But he's saying it's not really like a new thing. It's sort of like a watered-down old thing, right? But it shouldn't be worse than the original. It shouldn't be worse than the original. So that's the first ha'wil. Then I would be able to be yotze with it. Yeah, Mayor? He's saying, you know, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that what? It's not the shame, Maiser Sheni. It's not the Kedushas Maiser Sheni that's subject to Pidyon. Right? It has to be the Chitim themselves of Maiser Sheni that are subject to Pidyon. But when you're poed to the original, in other words, when you're mafresh the first Maiser Sheni, that's the Etzem Adavar of Maiser Sheni. It's like I can think about it like an avatoma, right? That's the etzem adavar. That's like the lahavdil. That's like the sheretz. That's the etzem adavar. A pidyon means I can transfer a quality from the etzem adavar onto this new thing. It's not a good analogy because you can't get rid of the sheretz, but it's like a quality of the original. The Torah gives you gzeiras hakasuv. Without the gzeiras hakasuv, you'd never say pidyon. Right? You wouldn't just, it's not a logical idea to say I can just be poda something and transfer. Ma'aser Sheni comes about from a hafrasha. That's a real cheftza, it's a real entity. Right? It can't be poda truma. I mean, not everything, it's a separate kula in Ma'aser Sheni that you can be poda it because you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Torah gives you a heter. It's a heter in the Torah itself. Right? Since people take Ma'aser Sheni from all the four corners of the earth, right, so to speak, and it's going to be difficult to bring it to Yerushalayim. So there's a heter of pidyon, right? But the pidyon doesn't recreate the Ma'aser Sheni in a new place. It's a heter that you can transfer the kedusha from the etzem adavar to another chefza. But there's nothing that says you can transfer the transfer to another chefza. Right? That's a machlokas. Can you transfer the transfer? That's a machlokas. We're not going to go into the lumbus of that machlokas. But we have to accept that as a fact. That's the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Right? So it's analogous to like they say, not bar not. Anybody here doing your day? Not bar not. So you say there's something called the nesinas tam. That's from the original chefzo. It gives tam to the pot, for instance. And then if you cook something in that pot, that's called a nesinas tam of a nesinas tam. It doesn't have the same dinim of the original nesinas tam. As a matter of fact, they call it a tam kolosh. Right? Same term, similar terminology. So for instance, if you had a nesinas tam of basar and a nesinas tam of cholov, you could make basar b'cholov. But if you had a nesinas tam of a nesinas tam, there's no basar b'cholov. There's a difference between the etzem adavar. And then there's an ability to transfer a quality from the Etzem Adavar to something else. But that doesn't mean that the new thing is the Etzem Adavar again. It's a kolish thing. Right? Someone could be very intelligent and teach somebody. That person can learn. Doesn't mean he can teach. Okay, you have many, many examples of this. You don't need to go too far. So that's the point he's trying to make, saying, but what's the first ha'wil? Let's define the first ha'wil better. So what's the first ha'wil? It's not a ha'wil. You see how Rashi explains the first ha'wil? It's not a ha'wil that I didn't have to call it. It's not a ha'wil of something didn't have to be done. Right? Rashi never says I didn't have to. He never says that. He never translates that ho'il in a literal way. He's saying basically, what's the ho'il? Saying the ho'il is saying, since this is a descendant of Ma'aser Sheni itself, and it's only practically different because of a factor in the transfer itself, it's only practically different because of the limitations of the transfer itself, It should still retain the qualities of mitzvah of the original. Ho'il v'i lav likuachu means not literally ho'il v'i lav likuachu. Ho'il v'i lav likuachu means we should treat it like the shame that it comes from. Right? Since the shame that it comes from is not afko of meiser sheni of matzah, so the transfer of it shouldn't lose that identity of being roi for matzah. I'm not saying it makes sense right now. I'm just saying we're working on it. That's the argument. That's the line of argument. Because if it were, then he's saying it would be chomer. It would be more chomer than the ma'aser sheni. But it's not losing the quality of pidyon because of a chomer in the likuach. It's losing the pidyon because of a kul, because it's more keel. So he's saying the lack of, basically saying what? The lack of the ability to be podeh doesn't have an effect on its underlying shame. It's still on the underlying shame should be the same as the ma'aser sheni itself. And whatever dinim are, and whenever we have a din that's totally on the shame ma'aser sheni, we should view it like ma'aser sheni atzma. Pidyon ma'aser sheni is not totally on the shame ma'aser sheni; it's totally on the etzem of ma'aser sheni. But in terms of matzah, that's a question: will the shame ma'aser sheni be mafkia the shame matzah? So we analyze that with regard to ma'aser sheni itself. We say no, the shame ma'aser sheni is not a hafka of matzah. So this is really just standing in for the shame of mice, for the original shame of ma'aser sheni. So this shame ma'aser sheni shouldn't be a mafkia of matzah either. The original shame was not a mafkia because it was shayach to a pidyon, and this is not. Yeah, but we're working with shamos here. We're not working in the first side of the ibaya. First side of the ibaya, of course, this would be no good because it has no heter achila moshe sechem anyway. But we're analyzing shame against shame. Right? It's a heavyweight bout. Shame matzah against shame ma'aser sheni. Who's going to win? Can ma'aser sheni knock out the matzah? So we already had this fight. We already know the outcome of the battle between the ma'aser sheni and the matzah. Ma'aser sheni loses. So the weaker ma'aser sheni is going to win? Right? Ho'il means, exactly. But that's what we were saying yesterday. That when you go into ho'ils, it's because you're analyzing shamos. Ho'il is an analysis with regard to shame. The achila would never admit to a ho'il. The ho'il is in the conceptual framework. Is the shame ma'aser sheni a mafkia of the shame matzah? Well, we should judge that by the primary shame of ma'aser sheni. And then we'll have our conclusion. Now we see the shame ma'aser sheni is not a mafkia of the shame matzah. So, even though there was certain practical reasons, even though that was based on a practical issue that doesn't exist over here, but ho'il means analyze it on its primary form. Not on the shame, the identity of the shame with regards to its compatibility to matzah is judged if it wasn't lakuach. That's where you get the real shame. If you couldn't be podeh because it was increased, because the shame ma'aser sheni was intensified, then there wouldn't be a ho'il. Listen to this. This is very important. In other words, if the shame ma'aser sheni, if you couldn't be podeh ma'aser sheni, likuach bekesef ma'aser sheni, because it's an intensified shame of ma'aser sheni, then you wouldn't be able to say, well, ho'il, then ho'il would not work. Who said that? Yeah. Why? Tell me why. That's right, exactly. Because we didn't have that fight yet. Exactly right. Right? We didn't have that bout yet. We don't know. We don't know that this is a bigger... If the Likuach Bekesef Meister Sheni was the old Meister Sheni that went back into training and really bulked up, and now he's coming back bigger and stronger. So you can't say, well, how will the first guy lost, the second guy will lose. That doesn't make any sense. He's new and improved. He's new and improved. The point is, Hoel is not saying, pretend you didn't buy this with Meister Sheni money and pretend it was just Meister Sheni. Because then it wouldn't matter if the second guy was stronger or weaker. We could always just pretend. Right? We could always just pretend. Correct? For instance, if you had to face a, you know, it's ridiculous. Hoel has nothing to do with pretending it wasn't bought with Meister Sheni money. Because then it doesn't matter if it's Kolish or Olam. Right? The Hoel is showing you, the Hoel is saying, we judge Chalos Shemos by their initial pure identity. Not by the way it works, not by the qualities that are in an altered, weakened form because of practicality. So if you want to know if the shame matzah is mufka because of the shame Meister Sheni, we look at the original, not the replica. Because the replica is weakened from the original. So it doesn't make sense to say that in the realm of shame against shame, the weaker shame will be more chummer than the primary shame.
So why are you looking at the original? Say this is just a weaker halos.
Because if I only looked at the weaker one, it doesn't have the heter that I needed, that I got from the first one.
Look at the heter of the first one, I see what...
I look at the heter of the first one, why? To know if the shame of Meister Sheni is a mafkia.
And once we know that, then we can say that the weaker one...
That's right. Even though the weaker one, if that were the only shame, it wouldn't give you a heter.
You're not saying use the shame. You're not saying treat it as that.
That's right. You're saying that all you really have is a transferred shame. So look at what the shame really is. So how do I know what the shame really is? So if I can tell you this one is a reduced one of the real one, then I will have to say, well, since the real one, Hoel, Lav Likuach Meiser Sheni, since the real one is not a mafkia of matzah, this one isn't either. That's the Hoel. It's not a Hoel ve'i Lav Likuachu in a real sense. It's not a Hoel if I didn't buy this with Meiser. What do you mean? What else would it be? Right? It's not an if I didn't buy it with my Sasheni money. And I just bought it with pocket change. It's no. Since you want to know about the shame my Sasheni of a Likuach be my Sasheni, is that a Hafko of Matzah? Well, you have to analyze it as if it were real my Sasheni. What would be the din? Then I know what the shame of my Sasheni is capable of with regard to Matzah, and here we're fine. Is it anew? No, as long as it's not, if it were a more chomer Meister Sheni, then it would require its own new primary analysis. It's not a question of time. It's not a question of chronological order. It's a question of logical order. If the more primary form somehow comes about in a later time, I can't say, well, I'll just analyze it by the first one. Right? He's just trying to show you that since it's kolish, you don't run into that problem. Since it's kolish, you don't run into the problem of saying that the real Meister Sheni is produced later. No. It's really just a reiteration of the original Meister Sheni. You can't sell it? That's a separate detail. It doesn't have anything to do with it being a greater form of Meister Sheni. So now we can just run the original analysis here too. Okay, that's one Hoel. V'imishum d'chalahu, and now you'll tell me, but it's chala. U'belav likuach nami leis leheter. So chala, even if it was the ma'aser sheni per se, it wouldn't have a heter of achila. But we already dealt with that problem. Chala is not a mafkia. So basically, just having a rerun of the old question. Is the shame ma'aser sheni mafkia? No. Is the shame chala mafkia? No. Everything's fine. It goes by the shame. But what's O Dilma? So what's the Dilma? Now this Dilma can't be the original side of Heter Achila. You wouldn't have the first one. So O Dilma, Chad Ho Olam Rinan. So what does that mean? Kigon Chalas Meiser Gufa. Gufeg. So if it was just pure Chalas Meiser, that's one Hovel. Right, of lo kor le hashem. And if it was chulin, that was likuach, that would be another hovel. Right? But chalas likuach, the boy treho lo amrinan. Well, what kind of an idea is this? What kind of a concept is that? Within this whole analysis, you don't really see room for that kind of a possibility. Right? And now Rashi says, and what about Chalas Meiser itself? Why do you say it's two Ho'yels? Because one is a Ho'yel of Meiser, right? That it could be Tamei and be Poda. And the other is a Ho'yel that didn't have to be Chala. He says, but that's not called two Ho'yels, because the first one you could have done. But anyway, let's hold it off for a minute. But anyway, let's not worry about that. But so what's Rava's answer? It's funny. So Rava says, the Mestaver Shem Meiser Chadu. So he goes back to the first side. It's mistaver, it's amazing, just as a swara. It's mistaver that just like your yotze with the matzah itself, I mean basically going with the first tzad. But what's the possibility of the odilma? That's what's difficult. That you can only do one ho'il, not two? What kind of a swara is that? If something, if alpi swara, we're saying analyze the shemos, and we're saying this is not a new shame, but just the original shame, what do you mean two ho'ils we won't do? What does that mean, two holes we want to? The only thought I had, and it's not really a developed thought, is that we're saying the whole, what's the linchpin over here? What's this whole thing built upon? What's the one thing that would kill our ho'il svara? Is if we would somehow combine the shemos. Right? Into a super shame. Maybe, and I really don't know if this makes sense or not over here, but it's the only avenue I can think with, is that maybe they're saying two ho'ils, that if you don't have a primary identity, but they're really two borrowed identities, then they would be considered to be somehow combined. In other words, two ho'yels don't stay separated. I don't know if that makes any sense or not. It's just the only possibility I can think of right now. Somehow, if you have a primary thing, like, what was the case? Like Meiser Sheni itself. So you have a real shame. So you have a shame of Meiser Sheni. So what's that? Let's take it slowly. What would it be? Two ho'ils? One ho'il would be good. Why? What's the one ho'il case? Oh, Meiser Sheni Chala. So that would be good. Why? Because I have my real Meiser Sheni, and the true shame of Meiser Sheni we know has nothing to do with matzah. And then the Chala itself is a ho'il. Or if it was likuach b'maisa sheni, so I'll say, well, the original shame maisa sheni really has nothing to do with matzah. So the reiteration of it is also okay, because it still is a reference back to the original, right? But if I only have like two references, they don't have their own kiyum in themselves, and they somehow become like two imposters. I don't know. I have to think about it. That's the only way I could think this through. And then Rava's answer is, he's saying no, because he's sort of getting out of the whole problem. He's saying we don't really look at the likuach as any change at all. That's his answer, really. He's not picking one side of the chakira, right? He sounds like he's sort of skirting it, saying the chakira is based on this idea of two ho'ils, meaning two inferior forms, become themselves a new thing. But we don't say likuach meiser is really inferior at all, right? It's mistaver that it's just shame meiser chad. You don't call a likuach meiser a reflection of meiser. Where there I can say, in other words, if I had two reflections on a mirror, so I'd say, how many images are there? One combined image. Right? Because it's just reflections. You don't differentiate. The sources are different. Right? Let's say I get you two guys to look in the mirror simultaneously. So I say, well, it's true, Morris and Sammy are different people, but there's only one image on the mirror. Right? The whole analysis demands that we keep the shemo separate. But it's possible with two ho'wheels that we wouldn't. Because each one is just somewhat like a reflection of an original. So in the reflection, they combine.
Makes sense in the example.
No, it makes sense in the example. I don't know if it applies to the case. But that's the only way I can think this is working through.